What's going on, K-State Nation? Hot MHK back for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Daily Eddie Greer here. And yes, the dog days of summer are here, boy. I tell you, at least from, I came from Wyoming last week. Now, obviously here in Manhattan, it was, 70 degrees or something like that. And all of a sudden, this week, bam, jumps up in the high 80s. And today, it feels like 100 degrees out here, boy. I tell you, yes, sir, it is hot and heavy and humid out here in the little apple of Manhattan, Kansas. Here in prime time as I'm recording this during the Nets and Bucks game 3 battle there. The Bucks all over them right now. Obviously, you won't even know what will happen at the end. Obviously, we'll know what happened at the end by the time the podcast concludes. But that's where I stand at right now. But anyway, speaking of which, let's get an update from, obviously, the track and field team. They're the only squad in action for K-State here, as they 13 individuals, like I talked about in the previous daily. I did a daily and a weekly, recorded a weekly on Tuesday night. So, but then day one included a couple of men's collegiate careers at K-State coming to a close. That included Julian Walker and Logan Wolfley. And you remember Logan Wolfley on the podcast. He won the Big 12 championship in the javelin, setting a big time feat there at that as well. And of course, K-State's individuals are competing in Eugene, Oregon as I'm recording this, with the ladies' shot put in hammer throw going on currently right now as well. Shaylin Ward is one of the athletes continuing to compete as well. She's what currently, before I jumped onto the podcast here, she is 10th at 7:13 p.m. Central Time, June 11th, 2021. June 10th, excuse me for that. Yeah, I'm trying to do double duty at the same time, but that's not working out very well. Anyways, here to kind of to put the closing books on these two seniors who've represented very well for Kansas State. Wolfley, native of Silver Lake, Kansas, finished 15th in the javelin yesterday with a throw of 69.59 meters, which calculates to 221.9 to collect second team All-American honors, which are the first of his career. And you go to Julian Walker, a Kingston, Jamaican native, came home 18th yesterday in the long jump with a leap of 7.3 meters, 24 feet, to earn honorable mention accolades as well. Cliff said Logan threw very well, but somehow kind of made a mental mistake and stepped on the foul line somewhere in there as well. Of course, Wolfley and Walker are the first 13 Wildcats that have been action so far during the four-day NCAA championships at historic Hayward Field up there in Eugene. And remember, that's 2 to 3 men that I mentioned on the weekly edition of the podcast. Obviously, the new episode of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly up now. Please download it, listen to it, tell your friends about it. We will still continue with episodes of the podcast as we get after this week, with the track and field come to a close. We will set our eyes on Stanford, first football game of the season for Chris Klieman in 2021 this September down there in Arlington, Texas. But we'll get set for that. I mean, last year at this time, I was coming up with some topics to talk about. Actually, a lot of them were for football related. And obviously, we knew what happened last year with the pandemic and all the other issues that were happening around the world as well. This year is a little different. In the new normal, we got fans back in the stands. So definitely looking forward to more new content, This is probably most likely to be the same format as well, but I'm thinking looking forward at Stanford a little bit more and looking at the K-State's roster, football roster coming up this fall as well. We're going to dive into more to that. Obviously, we know the key players, but obviously there's a lot more other players on that team. So definitely we hope to cover that as well here on Triple P. But yes, Julian Walker, Logan Wolfley, their careers at K-State wrapped up yesterday. And so far, the women, two women of note that are going on right now. I said Shaylin Walker early on, and Helen Invoskin. I butchered your names. Sorry about that, but Helen, I'm gonna just leave it like that for right now. And Helen Invoskin are currently doing battle right now as well. And actually, Helen had a throw earlier a few hours ago of 60.90 meters. 199.10 feet. Actually put her in 10th place thus far as well. And then Shaylin Ward had her final toss as well. So we're going to get all that, collect all that data and bring it to you here in the Purple Project Podcast. So a lot of that comes to a close. And just recently, breaking news on the Purple Project Podcast, the 100-meter Whirly Nadeau coming there in the 22nd overall. She just put down a couple minutes ago an 11.6 in the 100-meter hurdles. That puts her 22nd overall. So very valiant efforts by these individuals for K-State thus far. And also here, very shortly here actually, if not just now, Tashia Price might have either completed her run in the long jump or not, but she's doing that right now as I speak. And Taylor Latimer, the shot putter, she set the roll off at 7:40 Central Time. So definitely we'll get a lot more on that. Like I said, we'll try to do our best to keep tabs on our individuals up there in Eugene right now as the NCAA championships continue to rock on. And stay tuned for tomorrow's daily. We will get the wrap up on all of this news as well, so be on the lookout for that as well. I'm gonna leave it right there for now. Eddie Greer saying thank you for downloading and listening to the Triple P track and field off and rolling in day 2 of 4 of the NCAA championships in Oregon. Go Cats! We'll talk to you next time.